I'm just looking over the catalogue, which does not have jizz on it. I would just point out to certain people, yes, I like my new bike, but I have not wanked over the catalogue of challenge recumbents. Thank you to certain people who have said that I do. This page is nice and clean, though the page of the concept trike is a bit... Yeah. Anywho, I've just been looking at the warranty, and it's 10 years on the frame. Which means it's 10 years on the frame. 10 times 200 is 2,000. Which basically means if I have my bike insured for 10 years with no discounts at the end of it or anything, I will have paid for the bike through insurance. I don't know how insurance works, but yes, it is 200 quid a month. I've got five quotes now, and they range from about £150 to £198, I think Butterworth will do it for, a year, for the bike. The reason why I have to insure this new bike, it's on order now, it's not here, which is actually pretty disappointing, because it is a Christmas present, really. The reason why I have to insure the bike is simply because it is ludicrously expensive. And it's ludicrously expensive because it's a hand-built recumbent bicycle with actually quite a lot of accessories and quite a lot of upgrades to the brakes, the gears, etc. The seat is a nice Venta Sit, uber nice thing, uber. I don't think I've asked for rear suspension. I was going to ask for a roll-off hub, speed hub, which is a hub gear. And then I found out it's something like €1,200, so I thought, fuck off. But hub gears are very nice, because they're not open. It's an entirely enclosed unit, and you can change them whilst they're stationary, which is very good for the city, which is something that I don't think... I haven't experienced hub gears. Some of you listening might have experienced hub gears. I have never had the joy of stopping at a set of signals in sixth and then leaving in first. I have never had that before. It's probably very weird. Hang on, there's something wrong with my gears. I seem to have... Did that change down without me pedalling? That's crazy. But no, it's over £2,000 for a bike, which is a bit expensive.
Hello, Charlie.
Yeah. Cat's meowing at me. She's got food. It's all right. It is a bit expensive. £2,190 for a bike. However, I do need a vehicle. I need an actual proper vehicle. This £400 piece of shit. Which I will need to test tomorrow. I'll just ride it around the village. Because what I think's happened is the cold... You know that series of consecutively below freezing nights we had last week or the week before? I think it didn't like that. It wasn't too happy about that, and I haven't actually been here since then. Anywho. Oh, cat's got up. What? What do you want? Oh, you want to go out? You can get through there, can't you? No, look. You have a cat flap. Your fucking cat flap is there. If you want to go outside, you use your cat flap. Use your cat flap. Thank you. Is it frozen? No, good. Yeah, the cat flap froze. And we are completely useless when we have a couple of nights of snow. Cat flaps freeze, your bike no longer works, you can't go anywhere, there aren't any buses, your bins don't get collected. We are truly, truly pathetic as the United Kingdom when it comes to bad weather. Have a very good night. I'm off to get some tea. I'm Kevin Steiner.